Praise and thanks be to the Lord for this wonderful song. Brother Eric Schmidt greeted us this morning already. I also want to do it now. And I wish you all God's richest blessing. I believe we are all grateful for last night, for his precious word. We are grateful for the working of his spirit in our midst. He was here yesterday through his spirit, and this we expect also this morning based upon his promises that he is present to help us. For we all need the help of the Lord. Also this morning, also our brother who is preaching his word needs the help from the Lord. And the Lord is so faithful in all his doings. This we can all testify of. Until now, always he helped us. Should it be otherwise this morning? This is impossible. Brothers and sisters, we trust that the Lord is present to make all things well, to help each one of us, to heal the sick, to save the lost, and to deliver the captives. We are grateful for last night. I can say it of myself. Yesterday, he helped me. And I believe all of us, we can testify of. The Lord is faithful. May he come to his right with all of us. We greet also all brothers and sisters worldwide who are joining us via the internet, who have part in this meeting, in picture and sound. Is this not wonderful? Years ago, this was impossible. Today, it is possible. May the Lord bless all brothers and sisters worldwide. Yesterday, we heard that he revealed unto us the mystery of his will. We are grateful that we recognize the day and its message. Why? Because we are something special? No. It's the grace of God. Because God ordained us for it from before the foundation of the world. I always rejoice about it. And I'm grateful to God. Now, let us sing a couple of choruses this morning for the glory of the Lord. We start with chorus number 1. They come from the east and west. Page 40. Chorus 1. They come from the east and west. They come from the lands afar. To feast with the king, to dine as his guest. How blessed these pilgrims are, beholding his hallowed face, aglow with light divine. Blessed partakers of his grace, as gems in his crown to shine. Thank you. Let us sing chorus number 4. Yesterday, today, forever. Jesus is the same. Number 4. Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. All may change, but Jesus never. Amen. All is changing. This we can observe. Everything is changing. Everything changes. But Jesus never. He remains the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Let us sing chorus number 5. We'll give the glory to Jesus. We'll give the glory to Jesus. Tell of His love, and tell of His love. We'll give the glory to Jesus, and tell of His wonderful love. This is last chorus. Number 8, only believe, only believe. Jesus is here. That's how we sang it. Do we believe this? Do we believe that He is present through His Holy Spirit? And why can we believe this? Because He said it. Because He promised it. All things are possible. Because Jesus is here. All things are possible. If we believe, if we trust God, then all things are possible. Even in the eyes of men, even in our eyes, it may look impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Also this morning. For this we are grateful. Thereupon we may rest. I read us a word before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us. From Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. From verse 31. Romans 8. Verse Here Paul says, we ask a question. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He who spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Praise and thanks. In Christ Jesus, he has given us everything. Paul writes to the Ephesians in chapter 1, verse 3, blessed and praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Praise and thanks. How should he not give us all things? God gives us so great presents. Paul writes to the Ephesians and says, by grace ye are saved because of your faith. And he says on, not because of yourself, but it's the gift of God. In Christ Jesus, we are so richly blessed. We are so grateful to God. We read on, verse 31, 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God who justifieth. Amen. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Also this morning, he intercedes for us. Is it not written that his blood speaks better things than the blood of Abel? He intercedes for us. He is our advocate. Praise and thanks. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Verse 38. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Praise and thanks. We are so grateful to God that he has proved his love. He was in Christ and redeemed us. He set us free. He saved us. And also yesterday we heard that all of us, we have to make every experience of salvation. May he help us from the conversion until the spirit baptism. And this we want. Today, this morning, we are looking up to him. And we, of course, have sung the chorus, all things are possible for him who believes. Do we believe? Do we trust God this morning? Then it can take place. May the Lord bless us. I ask Brother Schmidt to come. And please let us stand up for prayer. Great God, we say thanks unto you and we worship you. We have sung it. They come from the east and west, from south and north, O God. Lord, we thank you that we can live in this time. Lord, we have sung, only believe, all things are possible. With you, there is nothing what is impossible. We thank you that you, in this time in which we are living, firstly you reached us. You have pardoned us. And we are one whom the grace of God has found. Lord, I thank you. Please give grace now. As we heard and as we read just now, what can separate us? Lord, our God, looking on us, we are not able to do anything. But we thank you that you gave us the promise that you will be with us, with your people, with them, until the end of the world, until the end time, even our time. You are with your people. Be merciful to us this morning, Lord. We thank you, as already said, also for last night's blessing. You are present. We know it. But now give us grace not only to know it, but to experience it, O Lord, for the glory of thy name, Lord Jesus. Bless us at this place and also those who cannot be here. Lord, you know who we are and where we are. And bless also worldwide all who are listening. We thank you that you have promised it, the everlasting gospel will reach the ends of the earth. Humanly speaking, we could not understand it, but we experience and witness it, that people are reached at the ends of the earth. Yes. In the corners where no one can reach, but your word is reaching there. Lord, I thank you. Be merciful to us this morning. Strengthen each one of us. Speak to us, to me, and give grace that, Lord in heaven, those whom you ordained for eternal life, that they come out, O God. Strengthen, save, heal, O God, deliver. We thank you. Yes, together we ask you once again, be merciful to us and bless us from the riches of your grace. Amen. We remain standing and sing a chorus, and the parents are coming with a child for the consecration. Please come to the front. Who says a chorus? Only believe.
Thank you.
Father Didier, please come, be so kind. And as the second one comes, Brother Ziegler, who will consecrate a child in the Romanian language.
Notre Dieu, notre Père, nous venons te remercier pour Eliana, cet enfant que tu as donné en bonne santé à notre sœur, à notre frère, que tu puisses la bénir, la garder, la protéger dans cette génération et bénir tous les parents. Que ta sainte parole soit gardée dans leur famille. Que cet enfant grandisse dans la crainte de ton nom. Qu'elle soit bénie pour le temps et pour l'éternité. Au nom de Jésus-Christ, notre Sauveur. Amen. 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 Amen.
Come a bit closer.
Doamne Dumnezeul nostru atotputernic, îți mulțumim pentru această familie cărora le-ai dăruit această fetiță. Te rog, Doamne, dăruiește înțelepciune ca să-l crească în credință, Doamne, și în teamă de Dumnezeu. Te rog, Doamne, și pentru această mamă, dăruiește credință, Doamne, dăruiește descoperirea cuvântului Tău. Doamne, eu te rog pentru această fetiță ca Tu să o binecuvântezi, în numele Domnului Iisus Hristos și dăruiește har și pace acestei familii și acelei familii care au adoptat această familie, în numele Tău cel scump, Iisus Hristos.
Amen.
Amen.
May God bless you and the whole family. You may be seated. We are again grateful to the Lord that we can come together according to the scripture, gather ye my people, that they hear my words. And we are grateful that also in these meetings from all of Europe, from the USA, from Canada, from Africa, from Guadeloupe, from everywhere, from Eastern Europe. Yes, to the Lord be the thanks for it. Also, today we have to apologize that all these many emails which we received, it's really tremendous. More than 70 yesterday and today. It's just powerful to read that the Lord, everywhere, really everywhere, He has His own, and that He blesses, that He calls out, that He reveals His word, and that all can believe, as the scripture says. Then we had phone calls from Brother Baumgartner from Switzerland, from Brother Müller from Germany, many phone calls from our brothers from various regions and countries. And I'm so happy today, especially, that Austria is so much here now, represented. The whole house Müller, Hermann Dorfer, may God bless you in a very special way. Also, Brother Joseph Müller, be blessed with the blessing of the Almighty God. It's of It was, of course, Brother Müller, with whom we made the beginning in Austria. The Lord really took care for everything. Then today, we have our sister Pesal in our midst. May the Lord bless you beyond measure. Also there, I look back to 1966 in Stuttgart, in Gustav Siegler House. Brother Pesal belonged to those who were in the meeting. And in the same meeting, he consecrated his life to God. He received and accepted the message. And so I really could go from country to country, from city to city, where the Lord opened doors and hearts. And today, I have to apologize to all the brothers in Nigeria that I cannot be there in September. You all know, at my commission, I was 29 years old, and now, very shortly, I will be 86. The time didn't stop, and also I redeemed the time throughout all these years. Just recently, Brother John told me in Bucharest, you were already in 27 cities in Romania, and you preached the word in 27 cities there throughout all these years. And if you look to India, 23 times, many countries I visited many times, also Nigeria. But this time, I will not be able. But I want to comfort the brothers officially, publicly, that we can go here in our TV studio, and especially for these meetings in Nigeria, whether in Lagos or whether in Abuja or in Oweri, that we just make that we preach a short message to the assembled crowd there. There are thousands, and the brother, he wrote that they invited more than 1,000 preachers to be there when the word is preached. I wanted to walk there by foot. That's how it is in my heart, to walk there, to bring the precious divine message there, which was entrusted to us. But as already mentioned, God took care for it, that we don't have to travel so much now anymore, that all can be connected now, online, listening on the various channels and being part of it, to have part what God is doing right now. May all feel at home. I, of course, didn't mention the other countries, Denmark, Sweden, Eastern Europe. I didn't mention them. But I nevertheless want to repeat it. May all feel at home from all countries, and in particular, the two brothers from Poland. The one stays in England, and the other one in Poland. The one came with Brother Kazimir, who comes many times. May God bless you in a very special way. Yes, then we have A whole list here of brothers who are here for visitors, as visitors. We already mentioned our brother and sister Schanz, family Ellis. We welcomed them already. And brother Tati, he gave me a brief constellation of the brothers whom we will ask to just come now and to extend the greetings. The first one is Brother Moise. Where is Brother Moise? Please, just come and give us a word of greeting. Then Brother Eli, whoever that might be. Then Brother Charles, whoever this might be, and Brother Eric, and Brother Cosme, and Brother Deo. Please come now quickly. Say just a word of greeting. May the Lord bless you all. And we bring you the greetings from all in Kinshasa. And we are just here to hear the word. And we want that He opens our understanding. God bless you all richly. Amen. I extend greetings from all from Guadeloupe. We are just so grateful to be here. And we want to follow this road, this line. And we know that God has more for us. May the Lord bless this morning. And may He bless also His servant. Amen. And I bring you greetings from all from Kananga and Kinshasa. And for me, it's something special to be here, to hear God's word. And may God lay the same into our hearts, the same revelation and the love. Because God, Jesus is coming soon. May God bless you all. Amen. A very old friend of our brother Helmut Miskis.
I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Ich grüße euch in dem wunderbaren Namen unseres Retters Jesus Christus.
We are very glad to be part of what is happening here.
Wir sind dankbar, Teil dessen zu sein, was hier geschieht.
We have been blessed yesterday.
Wir haben gestern gehört.
We are expecting to be more blessed today.
Und auch heute wird es gesegnet sein.
God bless you so much.
Gott segne euch reichlich.
Thank you, brother.
Amen. God bless you. Yes.
I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God for His grace to be again amongst you, to hear the word of God, and to have part in that what He's doing right now. Receive the greetings from all brothers and sisters from Rwanda.
Particulièrement nos frères et sœurs en Ouganda qui sont dans les camps de réfugiés.
Und auch besondere Grüße
and special greetings also from Uganda, who are there in the refugee camps and in all the region and district in Uganda. We thank God for what he is doing there in all the country, because they receive the ministry which is happening now. And sometimes they don't have the natural food. But the Lord God has opened the doors. And the people of God are rejoicing about the word of God which has reached them. God used also our brother to bring the message to West Africa. I don't want to take your time, but now the doors are open now. To God alone belongs the glory, in the name of Jesus Christ. God blessed our brother mightily in all the surrounding countries. May God continue to bless you.
Alleluia.
Amen. I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. I bring you greetings from all the beloved from Cabinda, Angola. By the grace of God, there are thousands who believe the message of the hour. And we are thankful to the Lord. And the word accomplishes. And therefore, God alone belongs the glory. And his name be glorified and honored. May the Lord bless you. Amen. Yes, we are very grateful. Sometimes I wished that all brothers could come to testify of that, what the Lord is doing right now. And from this place we would like to greet all very warmly, whether in Australia, New Zealand, on all the continents, in all peoples, in all tongues. We of course have our brothers from Europe. We didn't present them to you. Also there, we could mention Brother Majar, and we could mention some brothers here who are even today here. We could call them who also are preaching the word. May God bless you, and may he be with you. This is our prayer. We are aware, brothers and sisters, that we experience the last period of the plan of salvation by his grace. And I would like to read some scriptures for our encouragement. The first one, from 1 Peter, chapter 2. 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Every line, every sentence is just powerful. Ye are a chosen generation. Brother Borg, he was reading from Romans 8. Who shall lay anything against God's elect? It is Christ who justified us. And Brother Branham said, justification means as we would have never done it, as we would never have become guilty. Our guilt was laid upon him, and the chastisement for our peace, so that we can go out freely. And brothers and sisters, all of us, we are humble people. We are not special people. I mean, some lords. And we are not puffed up. But if it is written here, ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, special people, his own special people. What could the Lord do more? Not only, as we said yesterday, not only in general believers. Who is not a believer today? Who? All. All are believing in this way or that way. But our Lord says, he who believes in me, as the scripture has said. And this is very important, and where we must put the emphasis on. We must emphasize this time and again, that God in this period of time has given us grace that the elect, those who are part of the royal priesthood, a holy nation of God, they were chosen before the foundation of the world, that they believe as the scripture has said, adding nothing, taking away nothing, but really are consecrating their lives to the Lord and accepting that what God has given us. I'm really always happy when I, together with Brother Kazimir from Poland, when I pray with him. He comes, of course, to me in the office, and we are speaking in his language. And do you know what he always says? After every prayer, he says, I receive it. I receive it. That what we prayed for. And then he said, I receive it. I receive it. We must receive and accept. Receive and accept today, brothers and sisters. Don't look on yourselves. Don't look on others. Receive today by faith. Ye. Here is the word written. Ye. All of ye, you who are here today, ye, you who are connected worldwide and listening, you who have respect for God and His Word, and who believe the message of the hour, ye are a chosen generation. Say amen. Just say, I receive it. I receive it. ye are. Not you will be sometime. Ye are. Ye are the chosen generation, the royal priesthood, the holy nation. This is the highest calling and election which God had, which was given to us by His grace. But with this is connected then what is also written here, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. So, not only election, but a commission is connected with the election. And should show forth the praises of Him. And these virtues shall be manifested in us. Everything what is listed, love, peace, meekness, all the virtues of our Lord shall be found in us. Who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Not only in a light, but into His light. Everything refers to Him and concentrated on Him, our Lord and Savior. And we are so grateful that we have received our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we really have put Him into the center of our proclamation. He who died for us, who took upon Himself all the sin, all the guilt, everything He took upon Himself. And as the prophet Isaiah already announced, the chastisement was laid upon Him that we might have peace, and by His stripes we were healed. And then all of us, we went astray like sheep. That's how it was. All of us, we went astray. But God, by grace, He has made us a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, to show forth the praises, the virtues of Him who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Brothers and sisters, the Lord has revealed His word. And I write it now in the new circular letter that Brother Branham was mentioning Zechariah 14, verse 7. 258 times he mentioned it. There shall be light at evening time. But the word in the prophet Zechariah has with us and the message nothing to do at all. But it reports of that. What will happen when the Lord with His feet steps upon the Mount of Olives and when He starts His millennial reign? And in this connection, Brother Branham used this word. There shall be a day which is known to the Lord, a day where it will not be day or night, but at evening time there shall be light. And Brother Branham, of course, was thinking on the day of salvation,
Licht geworden
where it has become light at evening time, before the midnight hour breaks forth. A prophet has the overall view, and he can use prophetic words, and he can refer it to that what is happening in our time. And as we were reading here, that we are the chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. And we should show forth the virtues of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Did it take place with us? It took place. And we have put emphasis on it, that it is the divine message. Not the message of Brother Branham or Brother Frank or the message of Paul. No. It's the direct message of God for us as the people of God in this time, addressed to us, and we receive it and accept it by faith. Then we have the two verses in the book of Revelation, in chapter 1, Revelation chapter 1, verse 16. Here it is written, Revelation 1, verse 6, and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Not will make us kings, but has made us sons and daughters of God, born again unto a living hope by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And as written here, and has made us kings and priests, unto God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And the second scripture from Revelation, chapter 5, verse 10. Revelation, chapter 5, verse 10.
Und dass sie für unseren Gott
and has made us unto our God kings and priests. And we shall reign on the earth. Amen. Everything the Lord prepared for us. He let us have part in everything. We are priests of God. We may enter the most holy place. The veil is torn into pieces. In the Old Testament, of course, only the high priest, once in a year, he could enter. But the veil is torn. And we may enter the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Covenant is, where the blood was laid upon. And receive it by faith. Brothers and sisters, there's nothing condemnable in those who are in Christ Jesus. And as we heard it in the word of introduction, who shall lay a charge against God's elect? No, it's impossible. And the accuser of the brethren, he will be cast down. He has no right. The blood speaks for us. Once again, the second scripture here from Revelation, chapter 5, verse 10, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. What did Brother Branham say so nicely? The Lord comes three times. For the first time, he came to redeem the church. He comes for the second time to take the redeemed church home to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And then he comes with us again, so that we together with him shall reign as kings here on this earth. The divine call really includes everything. And we time and again may thank the Lord that we could receive, that we find ourselves in the Word of God. Be honest. Can you do something? Can I do something? But the faith connects us with God. And then God can work everything in us and with us and through us, whatever he purposed in his word. Because we used the word marriage supper of the Lamb, let me read some scriptures from Revelation, namely especially for those brothers who make a difference between the time in which we are living now, that the Lord is uniting with us as it is with a wedding, and then only he will come to take us home. No. Wedding and marriage supper belong forever together. And you can read all the scriptures. For instance, where the Lord said, the kingdom is like unto a man who prepares the wedding for his son. When we take all the scriptures where it speaks of wedding and marriage supper, then we have the divine answer here in the Word of God. Then we don't need to ask anyone, because God has given us already the answer in his word. Here, from Revelation 22, and please receive it and accept it, brothers and sisters. Here we must have a special respect, a very special respect. When it is about the last 22 chapters in the Bible, the last 22 chapters, we always have to bring respect every time, yes. Doesn't matter where, wherever we read. But especially when it is about the 22 chapters where the Lord has sent his angel to his servant John onto the Isle of Patmos showing him everything, telling him everything. And recently, we mentioned it here. Tell me, who of us would be physically able to see everything, to hear everything, and then to write it down in such a way as John has done it, of which Brother Ram said, who probably could neither read nor write. But God, of course, took care of it, that we have everything. But in the first and the last chapter, the warning words are written. Firstly, blessed is he who reads and who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, and who keep those things which are written therein. After that, one can say, thus saith the Lord. A admonition to all, into all the world, to have respect before the word and before that what is written, and to have respect when the Lord lets sound forth a voice to John. Don't write what the seven thunders have uttered, but seal it. Who is the man? He must have lost his mind when he suddenly comes on the scene and says, I have the revelation of the seven thunders. Actually, one should have give him one over his, yes, and send him home. Once again, I say here, where is the respect before the word of God? And if we then look into the so-called message world, how many various different thunder doctrines exist, then we of course know that they were all misled because they've lost the respect before God and his word, or they never had it at all. When Brother Branham speaks of the seven thunders, then he, of course, on the 24th of March, 63, when he spoke about the seventh seal, he knocked seven times with his fist upon the pulpit. And he referred to the seven thunders, which occurred on the 28th of February, 1963. On Sunset Mountain, they sounded forth, and a mighty earthquake took place, and a mighty storm, and the tips of the trees were chopped off, and the rocks were rolling down the mountain. And Brother Branham says the seven thunders were so mighty. And why? Because right then the supernatural cloud in the next moment appeared, and Brother Branham was told, return to Jeffersonville, for the seven seals shall be opened. Brothers and sisters, you cannot imagine what kind of gratefulness I have in me that all this, I could witness this. I was an eyewitness of it. And I saw the tips of the trees and all the rocks which rolled down. I saw it with my own eyes. 40 miles away from Tucson, I saw it, seen it, just a privilege, so that I, with divine authority, can come on the scene and I can say, there it belongs, what the prophet has said. But Only he who is of God will hear the word of God. All the others, they will bypass it. But let me say it here clearly. The elect cannot be deceived. And it remains forever that the church is the pillar and foundation of the truth. That not one error can be in the church of the living God. It cannot exist. It may not exist. But that we rather, truly, as our Lord said, sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is the truth. Let us come once again back to the first verse in Revelation 1, having respect before the word of God, which was written down. And also that it must be emphasized again. 1963 in March, the Lord, of course, the Lamb didn't take the book. He didn't leave the mercy seat. Everything what Brother Branham preached in March 1963 was exactly that what John saw on the Isle of Patmos. And everything will take place at the time appointed for it, which God foreordained already. And we're just so grateful that between the revelation of all these things and between the fulfillment, which is still ahead of us, that we can make the difference there, that we can distinguish by grace. Just imagine, one would preach, everything is at its end, the Lord descended already, the Lord claimed his own. And all the brothers, they just take quotes of Brother Branham and they preach their false teachings because they think everything took place already. I can remember it quite well when I heard a brother on a tape that even Revelation 10 is already fulfilled because Brother Branham said the angel comes onto the earth when the seventh church age angel is on the earth. And then the claim, when the prophet has said it, then it must have taken place already. And then the great sound, look to the entrance, raise your hand, welcome him. The angel of the covenant comes now into our midst. No and again no. Let us say once again thanks to our God for the soberness which he has given to us by his grace, that we really can distinguish between revelation of all the things and between the fulfillment of that what was revealed. I'm just so grateful for it. Then we have here the scriptures from Revelation 22. In verse 17, Revelation 22, verse 17, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. But also here, it's really about the main thing, the Spirit and the Bride until the last moment before the return of Jesus Christ, the elect church is the Bride of the Lamb. Not the wife, not the woman, but the Bride of the Lamb. And I command all to shut your mouth and to agree with God and to only repeat that what is written in the Bible. Let us read it once again in the last chapter of the Bible, in the last verse, verse 17. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Only after the marriage supper comes, come, I will show you the Bride, the wife of the Lamb. My God, is this so difficult? Not if it is revealed. If it is not revealed, then it's a big problem. But if it was revealed, then it's just, yeah, then every child of God can understand it properly. After the marriage supper comes, come, I will show you the Bride, the wife of the Lamb, in the same verse. God has put everything in a wonderful order. And also, brothers and sisters, I hope you understand it. Things must be said here because of all the doctrines which go around everywhere. The hour of the divine correction has come. And whoever is of God heareth God's word, and he will accept. And also all the preachers which have come to their own thoughts here and there, they have to submit under it, and they have to give glory to the Lord alone, and let alone the word be valid. Then verse 18, Revelation 22, verse 18, for I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book.
Von denen in diesem Buch geschrieben steht. Also nichts hinzufügen,
so adding nothing, taking away anything, not taking away anything, but to believe it as it is written. Then verse 19, the emphasis again. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. God is very precise, and we are grateful to the Lord, grateful that we could receive and accept. And I say it once again, dear brothers and sisters, pray for all the ministers of the word, pray that they find grace and that they can humble themselves under the mighty hand of God, that they don't remain pride and think it's a revelation. If this revelation does not agree with God and His word, then leave it. Leave it where it is and don't receive this revelation. Hold fast in your heart the high calling which the Lord has given to us by His grace. Then, for us, brothers and sisters, who we were reading already, ye are a chosen generation. Let us say it once again. The elect are chosen from before the foundation of the world, and they are ordained to be held the glory of God, and the calling out, the preparation to experience it now unto the glorious day of His return. And I tell you freely now, probably all of us only in eternity we will have understood completely what these meetings have meant, which God has given us here on this earth, what meaning these meetings have for eternity, so that all are being taught by God, and that no interpretation, no explanation is valid, but only God's holy word is preached in its original form. And you all know, brothers and sisters, actually, one doesn't want to speak of himself, or one doesn't want to testify of himself, but God really, He really took care of it, that a divine call took place. And I don't have it necessary, after all these years, since 1962, I don't need to refer to it again, but so that all know it forever, that God ordained it that way, that the divine message was carried unto the ends of the earth, and that God ordained Brother Branham to bring the revealed word, the spiritual food, to store it in. But not a single time he was told to give it out. And then the prophet says, the message will go to another nation. And then the Lord gives direct examples. And when I then remember, brothers and sisters, I really say it. I don't like to say it, because it makes the impression that one speaks and witnesses of himself. But I testify of that, what the Lord has done by His grace. It's a big difference whether one hears the word of God and receives it. This is wonderful, yes. But if one hears the words, the voice of the Lord, the words, every word, hearing it clearly, pronounced clearly, you don't know what kind of reverence are in such a moment, what comes upon a human being. But the Lord God just took care for it. He has given the commission to go from city to city to preach His word, to give out and to store in the food. And you know precisely, especially our brothers and the old Krefelders, all of us, we stored in natural groceries, storing it into the basement, filling all the shelves, because the Lord said a great famine is coming and we should store in groceries and food. Yes, no famine was coming, but a great trouble came over me, upon me, so that I had to travel to the USA and asking Brother Branham, and then came the answer. You misunderstood it. You were thinking a natural famine is coming. And you stored in natural food. God will send a hunger to hear His word. And the food which you have to store in is the promised word for this time. I could tell you all the details again. But it's really a big difference whether one reads the scriptures and God speaks to us, yes. But in that moment, where one hears the direct voice with these ears, and you all know, I was taken out from my body, and from there I could see and I could hear how I rose, how I was spreading my arms there, my hands. And I said, faithful Lord, they will not hear me. On the other side, I could see myself there. I was outside of the body. I could see how I was rising, lifting up my hands like this. And I said, faithful Lord, they will not hear me. They have all things in plenty. And then came the answer, my servant, the time will come where they will hear you. Amen. God just took care for everything in a wonderful way. And then thanks be to God. He confirmed it by His prophet. We are very grateful that we consciously witness the last portion of the plan of salvation. Also, what concerns the giving out of the spiritual food. You all know also that what was said on the 19th of September 1976 in Edmonton. How often shall I say it here? How often? When Brother Bablitz, on that Saturday, he was asking me, Brother Frank, your ministry, which is happening now worldwide, must of course also written in the Word of God. As the ministry is written, as the ministry of Brother Branham is written in the Word of God. I was doing like this. I said, be silent, stop it. Don't be a fanatic. I don't want to hear anything anymore. Yes? This was Saturday in the morning, between 10 and 11 in the morning. But on Sunday, the next morning, you all know my testimony. The sun was shining into my room. I was reaching over to get my Bible. And with a mighty voice, as you hear my voice, as you hear my voice, my servant, I ordained you to give out the food in due season according to Matthew 24. Verse 45 to 47. From God's, from God it was laid in such a way that we pass on what the Lord has given by the ministry of Brother Branham, what He revealed. Every subject about the fall, about the plan of redemption, about the Godhead, about water baptism. In fact, about all biblical subjects, they were proclaimed. And we may declare the whole counsel of God. And all who are hearing now and who believe now with all their heart, also what we read in Revelation 1, or what we're reading from Revelation 22, adding nothing, taking away, not taking away anything, but leaving everything in the divine order as the Lord has left it unto us in His precious and holy word. Let us summarize, dear brothers and sisters. God has fulfilled His promise. He watched over his word and is still watching over his people, over the elect and all of us. We are part of them because we believe with all our hearts that the Lord has fulfilled the direct promise. One can read them in three scriptures in the New Testament, whether Matthew 17, verse 11, whether Mark 9, verse 12, or whether that, what our Lord said directly, Elijah comes first and restores all things. And also here, it is so important, before the day of the Lord comes, and the day of the Lord is a day of judgment. The day of the Lord will burn like an oven. On the day of the Lord, yes, the sun shall turn into darkness, and the moon shall turn into blood. The stars will fall from heaven before the day of the Lord breaks forth. At the end of the day of salvation, God fulfilled His promise. And we may believe it with all our hearts, and we may have part in it by grace, what the Lord is doing with us and what He will still complete. Now, in closing, I would like to read the precious words from 2 Timothy so that you understand it even better. Why we have to emphasize the word. The word. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Hear these words. Verse 1. I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the living and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. Here even both are mentioned in one breath at His appearing, when He returns, and at His kingdom, when He will start His millennial reign on the earth. But here, the emphasis is on the words, I charge thee before God. And this is the word which was told me in Marseille in March 1980. I told you, it was 5 minutes to five in the morning when this wonderful experience took place. When I came to myself again, it was 5 to 5. After I was asked about the seven thunders for the first time, then my answer was, I just had to say, good night. And on the next morning, my servant, rise and read 2 Timothy chapter 4. As Paul then told to Timothy, has put Timothy under a divine oath, so the Lord has put me under a divine oath. Preach the word, be instant, in season or out of season, whether the people like it or whether they don't like it, just preach the word. And this we did, thanks be to God, until now. And we will continue to do it, and the Lord will take care for it. But listen, listen what is written. Verse 2. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove. Rebuke, exhort. Here everything is written, what belongs to the ministry. One can read it. With long suffering it shall be done, with patience. And then verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Just think of it. Sound doctrine. They will not endure it. But I believe all of us, we can really endure it. We like it. We like it. It does well to us. It does well to us. And after their own lusts, they shall heap to themselves teachers upon teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. The Lord has put me under this divine oath. May all preach fables, yes, but our task, be in season or out of season, whether they like it or not, in every meeting, we preach only God's holy word. Because the heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word remains forever. Let us say it once again, what we said yesterday and today already. It's about that we make our personal experiences of salvation with our God, with our Lord and Savior, making them. That we truly, as it is written, the divine content, that we receive this divine content as the divine seed. The Word is the seed. And then comes the Spirit upon the seed which we received, and then comes up the new divine life by the divine seed which was laid into us. By grace it springs forth. And therefore, the preaching of the gospel, the preaching of the word, is the most important thing. Let us repeat it again. Our Lord said, the seed is the word of God. And then Paul writes, and also James, especially, born again by the seed of the everlasting word of God. Let me emphasize, it's absolutely important to receive the seed by the preaching into our hearts of the salvation. Whoever does not receive the word of salvation will never experience salvation. Whoever does not receive the word for forgiveness will never experience forgiveness. We must preach in such a way that all can find grace before God, and so that all can receive the word as the divine seed, and then believing as the scripture says. And also this, we said many times, our Lord was the promised seed from Genesis 3, verse 15. The seed of God will come through the woman and will bruise the head of the serpent. He, the seed of God. And then came the moment where the promise, where the word was given to Mary. And she said, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me as thou hast said. Firstly, the word, the seed, the promise. And then came the Holy Spirit over her, and the Redeemer was born. So it is with us. Receive God's holy word into you. Every word of salvation, of reconciliation, forgiveness, of grace. Receive every word and ask the Lord that that what he said and promised in his word and what we received, that it comes forth unto life. And as we read in the word of introduction, let it be emphasized once again. The Lord leads us until we come from believing unto seeing. Let us say it once again in all humbleness. We are experiencing now a biblical period of time as Moses and Joshua, as John the Baptist, and as our Lord, and as the New Testament church. Always, when God fulfilled promises, that's how God has sent his prophet who has brought the message. And thus, we carried the message of the Holy Word into all the world. And whoever has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. And together, we will thank our Lord together that we have the evidence that we have come from near and far. Tell me, where is this once again found on the earth or in Europe? Where? That God's people are coming from all peoples and tongues, coming together to hear the word. And then that all the believers in all the nations and languages can hear the true word for this time, receiving it, believing it, and experiencing their preparation unto the glorious day of his return. And we have the guarantee, as sure as we believe the promise for this time, which foreruns the return of Christ, it's a divine reality. So sure, the resurrection of the dead, the changing of those who are alive in Christ, will become a divine reality. And we didn't believe in vain. We will come from believing unto seeing. For this, God has given the guarantee. To him be the glory. To him be the praise throughout all eternity. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us stand up. Perhaps our two sisters have still a song which they would like to sing, which they can sing. We already bow our heads. We become silent in prayer. And I ask with all my heart for it. Please receive. Please accept every word of God. Receive it. So that the Holy Spirit can make it alive in you, so that the letter becomes a revelation by his grace, that we are not just listeners, but that God's word accomplishes in us for what he has sent it for. Who wants to repeat what our brother Kashik said? I receive. Do you receive? Just say, I receive it. I receive it. I receive What the Lord has told me, what He promised me, I receive everything what God has said and promised in His holy word. Now we are listening to a song.
Man singet mit Freuden vom Sieg.
We sing of the victory with joy.
Gottes Volks. Ja, ein König hat sterbend gesiegt.
My King has won the victory. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord upholds the victory. The Lamb has conquered death.
Es singet mit Freuden vom Sieg.
We sing of the victory with joy.
Im Blut überwand. In dem Blut
by the blood we have overcome. In the blood is the victory.
Die Felsen und Hölle bezwang. Die Rechte des Herrn ist der Herr.
The right hand of the Lord upholds the victory. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. Rejoice, you redeemed. Rejoice. The Lamb has conquered death.
O singe mit Freuden vom Sieg.
Sing with joy of the victory.
Du Volk, das erlöst durch sein Blut.
You people who were redeemed by his blood.
Laut jubeln sollst heimwärts du ziehen.
Rejoice loudly and enter
bald
the pearly gates.
Bist du in sicherer Hut.
Very soon you will enter.
Die Rechte des Herrn ist der Herr.
The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand upholds the victory. Jubilate, you redeemed. Jubilate. The Lamb has conquered death.
Die Rechte des Herrn ist der Herr. Die Rechte des Herrn behält den Sieg. O jauchz ihre Lüster und Lob. Das Lamm, das besiegt hat den Tod.
Amen. By this it remains. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. While we become silent, we would like to bring all the prayer requests, also personal needs, personal troubles. We are still all on the earth. Everywhere are troubles. Also in the families. Sometimes, even among young people, also there applies the word. How shall a young man walk the way unblameable? And then comes the answer, when he keeps the word of God alone. Only then. We want that all are part of it. We want that also all the youth, the young people in the believing families, that they don't think that mommy and daddy are making pressure and that they have to just come into the meetings. May God give all the young people, lay it into their hearts, because also you need eternal life to live eternally. And just imagine a word addressed to all the youth, addressed to all the young people. Just imagine now, the rapture takes place and your daddy and your mommy are gone, no more here, and you are still here. What then? What then? What happens then? Then comes desperation. Then you will cry to the mountains. It will be too late. The word too late, I don't like at all. I don't like it at all. But we all know. Also, according to Matthew 25, there will be a too late. But we ask it in the name of the Lord that in all the families, God is at work. And that all are touched by the Spirit of the Lord. Really, that they are convicted. Mommy and Daddy, they really think well with you so that all are with the Lord. I say it once again. You cannot imagine what kind of desperation, what kind of trouble comes upon all, also upon all the youth, when they remain without their parents, without God, without hope in this world. May this day serve for the purpose, really serve for the purpose, not only to give teaching for the believers, but may all make their decision who didn't make it yet. Make your decision today for the Lord. Consecrate your life to the Lord. Then receiving your assurance to be part of it when the Lord comes. Now his call goes forth. And whoever hears his call now will hear his call then when he returns in a company with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. I just want, with all my heart, I want to say, all who hear God's word now, and especially all the young people, and then one word addressed to all the ministering brethren. I received many phone calls, also from South Africa, from everywhere. May the Lord bless you, all ministering brethren. May he bless all his worshiping people. Now we will sing, Just As I Am. And then we will pray. While we bow our heads, while we remain in prayer before God, is somebody here who wishes to be prayed for? Please lift up your hand. We'll bring all the troubles to the Lord. But we only ask those to come to the front who would like to be baptized today, or who would like to consecrate their lives to the Lord and you. But for all prayer requests now, you can remain standing where you are and taking the Lord at his word. For whatever we ask for, this shall be given to them. The Lord has given this promise. He prepared everything. Salvation, deliverance, healing, the full redemption. And as our sisters have sung, the Lord is the victor, and the right hand of the Lord is exalted. I see the first ones coming. Let us sing once again, Just As I Am. I have one question. Do you all want to be baptized? Yes? Yes? Very good. Very nice. What is now with all who would like to consecrate their lives to the Lord? Come a bit closer here. And then all can still come who are not baptized today, but who would like to reconsecrate their lives to the Lord. Yes. All you believe in the Lord as your personal Savior, it's grace. And we may receive what the Lord has given unto you. And the Holy Scripture says, all who received the word, they were baptized. And it's still valid what is written on the first sermon on the day of Pentecost at the founding of the New Testament church. There it was said, repent, repent your life, repent of what you didn't do in the right way before the Lord, and say, oh Lord, forgive me, be merciful to me, sinner, and then it will take place. Because it is written, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's what it's all about. Not in three titles. God revealed himself to us as a Father, in heaven, in the Son, on the earth, and in us through the Holy Spirit. Three revelations of the one God who fulfills his own plan of salvation. But then, when it is about baptism, not in a triune formula, there is no divine trinity. There is only one God from eternity to eternity. Perhaps one should still say it here. For instance, not a single time it is written in the Bible, not a single time, eternal Son, only eternal Father. Never Abraham or Moses or one of the prophets prayed to a Son of God in the Old Testament. The Son of God was born. We all know about the plan of salvation, and we thank God for it. Also, that these biblical basic truths could be preached, not somewhere an eternal Son. The term God the Son is not written a single time in the Bible, not a single time, but 26 times it is written, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You all know, brothers and sisters, one single time in my life, once I heard the voice of God, once. But we cannot go here into details. For me, it's the most wonderful subject, the Godhead. I know God personally. To him be the glory. Now, once again, addressed to you. You are ready to be baptized. And now we will pray together. And we ask Brother Eric Schmidt that he comes, and that we then go over for baptism. Lord Almighty God, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Your word does not return void, but it accomplishes for what it was sent for. And we bring you all the prayer requests in all of the meeting, all the needs, all the prayer requests, everything we bring before you. And now we ask for all who would like to be baptized. Faithful Lord, be with them. May this be the day which you made for them in particular. To you, the faithful, the true God, be the honor. Together we thank you for your precious and holy blood, for the blood of the new covenant, for the forgiveness of sins, for the justification by faith. We thank you for the eternal life which you have given to all of us by your grace. Praise, honor, and glory be unto your wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Do we have Brother Eric Schmidt in our midst? Yes. Now, I have one question. In case you have a nice song, you could still sing. Yes, we can. One request I have for all the church here, that when we go over for baptism, that all of us are assembling around the pool and that we are quiet there, that we don't have private conversations there, but that we witness this event as the conclusion of this service. It's important. It's also important for those who are going to be baptized, because you are witnesses that they are walking now on the right way, that they made a covenant of a good conscience with God. And so also this happening, we want to have respect. Please sing us, come to the front. We will sing one song. Do you want to remain standing? Do you want to be seated? Be seated. Then comes a bit more boom, comes silence into it. To the Lord be the thanks. Take greetings with you to all. May the Lord be with all the ministering brethren in a special way. May he crown us with mercy and with loving kindness. And it will be fulfilled. They have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. The blood-bought flock has the testimony of the Word of God, and we believe only what God has said in His Word. Say, I receive it. Amen. Amen. remain standing. We could have tuned in with all the languages. Jesus is calling the lost home. Come today. Come today. We will ask Brother Schmidt to thank our Lord together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and faithfulness, for the privilege which we have. And we see and experience that your word does not return void, but it accomplished. It saves, it heals, and it delivers. We thank you for it. And we ask you, Lord, worldwide, give everyone, all who listened, all who believe, all who made their decision to follow you, be with them and be with us. Be merciful also to them who have consecrated their lives to you and who testify now in water baptism. They testify to live now a life which is led by your Spirit according to your word. We thank you and we ask you, Lord, bless them. Bless us. But please baptize them also with your Spirit, not only with water, and all of us, great and little. Lord Jesus, to you be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah be praised. Lord has blessed us.